against the president. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It is hump day on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 4:29, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, you still have to watch yourself. If you're in the right lane, Interstate 15 northbound as you approach Cheyenne, there's some slow merging traffic as you leave the freeway in that area. So caution there. Also look for some slowing 515 eastbound at Main through the Spaghetti Bowl. Interstate 15 north at Bonanza. Some slowing as you work your way through there. Look for some heavy volumes, 95 westbound at Jones. Also 515 west at Pecos as you work your way from Henderson towards the west side of town. And we are getting some congestion there too on the Beltway, 215 east of Valley Verde and 215 westbound. That's at the airport connector.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders coach John Gruden has been fined $100,000 by the NFL for not wearing a mask on the sideline on Monday night. His counterpart, Coach Sean Payton of the Saints, also fined $100,000, and the respective teams have been fined $250,000 each. Interestingly enough, Gruden said after the game that he had contracted coronavirus. Payton also went through a bout with the coronavirus, so both those coaches being fined, but both have dealt with the illness at some point over the last few months. Raiders are 2-0. They get back at it coming up on Sunday when they travel to New England to take on the Patriots. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save for driving safely. Save for driving less with pay-per-mile insurance. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. Savings based on early signing discount drive-bys in Mile West. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Third floor study hall.
My dining room table.
Home room Monday and Tuesday. My living room Wednesday to Friday.
Wherever school happens for you this year, Staples has amazing prices on everything your student needs. This week, get 20% off copies and prints for school. That's 20% off posters, worksheets, schedules, and reports. Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on. Staples. Visit staples.com/schoolprinting for coupon. In-store only. Exclusions apply. Ends 10/31. Curbside available in most stores.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Robert is our winner. I'm very excited about this. A $25 gift card to Pancho's Mexican Restaurant. And the great thing is for Robert, he is now eligible to win the gift card. He's also eligible to win a $100 gift card next Monday to Nordstrom. That for guys like me would be like a wardrobe change. Can you imagine that? Yeah, $100 gift card. We're going to give that away on Monday. So make sure that that you're listening. And your next chance to win will be at 7:20 tomorrow with Heidi Harris. So that's going to be exciting. And all our winners this week go into the hopper for the big drawing on Monday, the $100 gift card to Nordstrom. Okay, the big news of the day, and there are protests. There may be protests here in Las Vegas. We don't know yet. We will check. But there are protests all over the country. And as sundown hits, I just pray it does not get violent. I think it will. I really honestly do. I think it will get violent, and that's kind of sad. Daniel Cameron is the Kentucky Attorney General. And Officer Brett Hankinson did not fire the fatal shot that caused the death of Breonna Taylor. But he is the one that's the subject of three indictments. And people are very upset. None of the three officers were charged in the death of Breonna Taylor. And that's what is going to just absolutely drive people crazy over the next 24 hours, maybe beyond. But I want you to listen to Daniel Cameron. He is the Kentucky Attorney General. And he tried to explain how Officer Brett Hankinson didn't fire the fatal shot in the Breonna Taylor shooting. Let's go to cut three. And this is the Attorney General on what he termed a very hard day to be Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Here it is.
Total, six bullets struck Ms. Taylor. Medical evidence obtained by our team indicates that only one shot was fatal. Further medical evidence shows that Ms. Taylor would have died from the fatal shot within a few seconds to 2 minutes after being struck. Detective Hankinson fired his weapon 10 times, including from an outside sliding glass door and through a bedroom window. Some bullets traveled through apartment 4 and into apartment 3 before some exited that apartment. At the time, three residents of apartment 3 were at home, including a male, a pregnant female, and a child. There is no conclusive evidence that any bullets fired from Detective Hankinson's weapon struck Ms. Taylor. The KSP ballistics analysis did not identify which of the three officers fired the fatal shot. After receiving that information, I asked the FBI crime lab to conduct its own analysis to see if they reach the same results. The FBI ballistics analysis concluded the fatal shot was fired by Detective Cosgrove. Our office looked at both reports to determine if there were major differences in the procedures used by each lab that would have led the FBI to identify who fired the fatal shot. Both law enforcement agencies use similar equipment and analysis, and each lab is highly respected for their work. There was nothing our investigators could point to, nor anything provided by the respective agencies, that directly explains why one lab made the call while another did not. I think it is worth repeating again that our investigation found that Mattingly and Cosgrove were justified in their use of force after having been fired upon by Kenneth Walker. Secondary to this justification, the KSP and FBI ballistics analysis reached different conclusions, creating a reasonable doubt in the evidence about who fired the fatal shot. I certainly understand the public's desire for answers, and many have questioned the length of the investigation. Simply put, we had to try every means necessary to determine who fired the fatal shot before the investigation could be completed. With a thorough and complete knowledge of all evidence collected in this case, lawyers with our Office of Special Prosecutions presented the findings of our independent investigation before a grand jury comprised of Jefferson County residents beginning on Monday and concluding today.
You see this in movies all the time. You see it in war movies. You see it in cop shows, in cop dramas, where you end up with all of these firefights, if you want to call them that. And you forget that these bullets, they don't just stop inside a wall. They go through a wall and through a window. And what Brett Hankinson is charged with is endangerment. Endangering other people in those other apartments. And that's essentially what you've got here. Now, this is going to be a real disappointment to the mob in the street. They're not going to like that. They're not going to take this very well. And a little bit later on in the show, I'll let you hear Daniel Cameron again talking about his what he called a very hard conversation with the family of Breonna Taylor. This did not go over well. The fact that none of the officers, even the one Detective Cosgrove, who supposedly fired the fatal shot, according to the FBI, even that conversation did not go well. And that's why you have people, if you're watching cable news in the background, you know that there are people marching in the streets all over the place, not just in Louisville, Kentucky. And essentially, what you've got is a lot of people who do not feel that justice has been served. None of all of the officers are going home. Brett Hankinson, when he turns himself into authorities, has to post $15,000 bond. And that's it. Cash bond. Anyway, we'll continue this conversation. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I just checked, and we still have tickets available for the big presidential debate coming up next Tuesday, and the debate watch party, yeah, at Rhythm Kitchen. Michael McDonald, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party, is going to join me for a big to-do, and we're gonna have some fun. And that's why I want you a part of what we're going to be doing next Tuesday. The best place to watch this historic event is with me at Rhythm Kitchen. And in fact, the doors open at 5. The debate begins at 6. And all it takes from you is a $15 donation to the Nevada Republican Party. You'll get munchies, Rhythm Kitchen style, which I really love, a star-studded pre-debate show, and the camaraderie of like-minded, socially distanced voters. Seating is limited. They're at 50%, so you're going to want to make sure that you get your tickets. I would call right now, because we will be filling up over the course of the next day or so. So I don't want you disappointed. Get your tickets now. Go to my website at kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwall, W-A-L-L, radio.com. And we'll see you Tuesday. Next Tuesday, September 29th, at Rhythm Kitchen. If you don't know where Rhythm Kitchen is, it is on South Decatur and the 215. And you know the fun we had. You know the fun we had 4 years ago in 2016. It was hooting and hollering, and it was just great stuff. It really honestly was. Stay right where you are as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
You can listen to the radio again on The Weakness. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett, AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'll be honest. The first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, I want you to hear Daniel Cameron again. He is the Kentucky Attorney General. And he talked today about the meeting with Breonna Taylor's family and termed it very hard. This is cut number 6. This is the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Here it is.
I know you can't tell us word for word what they said to you, but how was the news received?
Well, it was a hard meeting, and I won't go any further. I won't elaborate. But it was a difficult meeting. And look, when I ran for this office, I ran because I had some singular ideas in mind. And you never know exactly what issues you'll be presented with and what challenges you'll be presented with. And today was one of those challenges, to have to sit in that room and provide the information to Ms. Palmer and two other members of the Taylor family. It's been a difficult day. This is a difficult day for everyone standing up here. This is a difficult day for those here that have to report this. And it's a very difficult day for Louisville, all of the Commonwealth, all of the country. I recognize that. And I certainly recognize the responsibility that I have to help in the healing process. And as I noted in my remarks, I hope that those that are home watching, those that perhaps have ideas about being angry or pained by this decision, I hope we will respond in a manner that respects our First Amendment rights, but also respects our responsibility, as the Bible talks about, loving our neighbors, and that we can do so keeping Breonna Taylor's legacy in mind, but also in a way that respects our Louisville, our city, a city I live in, that respects all of our community. So, again, this is a hard day. I am under no illusion that it is not. And all I can offer is that our office uncovered every fact that was relevant to the wee hours, the morning hours of March 13th. We provided that information to the grand jury, and you all now, whether you're sitting here or whether you're at home, know the results of that process. And now we have the responsibility to prosecute that indictment, move forward in that matter. But all of us have a responsibility to work together, to find common ground, to find ways to love one another, and just be good neighbors.
Okay, there you have it. Brian, you are next, and you're up. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I blame this whole thing that's happening tonight in Louisville on the media. From day one, this has been a parade of false and misleading information about this case from day one. And I watched some national coverage today. In fact, I watched that news conference clip you just paid, with the Attorney General of Kentucky, a great guy, and he did his best to put forth the facts in the case. There were things today that, people are hearing for the very first time. And even on the national news, on NBC, they kept repeating the same lies that they've been doing from the beginning. Number one, this was not a no-knock warrant in this case. I've heard it said that they went to the wrong house. Well, that's not true. They did. They served four simultaneously warrants simultaneously at the same time, all to get a drug dealer and criminal racketeer by the name of Jamarcus Glover. Glover was her previous boyfriend. Him and Breonna were together for I don't know how many months, but anyway, it wasn't good for her.
Well, and Ken, can I tell you, Brian? She was I'm glad you called. I'm running to the top of the hour, so I'm running a little short on time. But she was in the known associates file. I don't know if that's who they were looking for, seeking out. We'll talk about that. In fact, tell you what, I got to take a break. We'll talk more about this. And by the way, Randy Sutton, 30 years on the job, he'll talk about whether the cops were being treated fairly today. We'll do that on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. Coming up, one of my good friends in this town, and I am so deeply appreciative to everything he has done, not since his retirement, but I'm talking about going back to 30-plus years. As a Las Vegas Metro Police lieutenant, he's been on the firing line. He has had to pull his weapon. We'll find out if what he thinks of the policing done in Louisville, Kentucky, back in March, relative to Breonna Taylor. Today, three indictments for wanton endangerment, but no indictment for murder. In the case of Breonna Taylor. In fact, none of the three officers, even the one that pulled the trigger and fired the fatal shot, even he gets off scot-free, at least so far. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart. And having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department